Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Syria says it is ready for peace talks. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says his country is willing to participate in talks held in Geneva without any foreign interference, although he did not explain what that means. He spoke Thursday in Beijing and said the Syrian delegation will be ready as soon as it receives a list of opposition representatives to the peace negotiations. The announcement comes almost a week after the UN Security Council approved an international plan for a peace process to end the civil war in Syria. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi as they fight to retake the key city they lost 7 months ago to the extremist group. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are using suicide bombers and explosives, as well as snipers and civilians as human shields. The UN food program continues providing aid to Iraqi families internally displaced by the fighting. Many are Yazidi women who fled Mount Sinjar last year. Marwa Awad is a food program spokesperson.
The psychological pain and suffering that these women have gone through is beyond description, and WFP is doing its best by providing food to these families to ensure that they have the necessary nutrition to keep going.
The UN agency is assisting about 20,000 people living on and around Mount Sinjar. The UN says a decision by the Central African Republic to postpone next week's elections by 3 days is not a setback for the struggling country. Voting for president and parliament, scheduled for Sunday, now changed to Wednesday. Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass Thursday at St. Peter's Basilica. This is VOA News. New violence erupted in the West Bank Thursday. Three Palestinian attackers were shot dead while carrying out stabbings and a car ramming, and a fourth was killed in clashes with Israeli soldiers. Officials in Afghanistan say national security forces have regained control of the Sengin District Center in Helmand Province. The government fight against the Taliban there was backed up by U.S. airstrikes. A local official says at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed and many more wounded in air raids. Government spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says the counteroffensive led by an Afghan Special Forces unit was launched in three areas of the important district.
There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. So we will continue to focus on Sengin until Taliban are completely defeated.
Afghan government spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui. Belgian authorities have charged a ninth suspect in connection with last month's terror attacks in Paris. The man, identified only as Abdullah C., was arrested Tuesday in Brussels. He is a Belgian national born in 1985. The arrest was kept secret to avoid alerting potential accomplices. The UN Children's Fund says many vulnerable refugee and migrant children in Germany are not getting the protection and care they need. UNICEF says it is rolling out a package of measures to handle the problem. Lisa Schlein has more.
About 1 million refugees and migrants have arrived in Germany this year, although they have reached their destination. UNICEF says it is just the beginning of a new journey. UNICEF representative Sarah Crow recently visited Tempelhof, an old pre-World War II airport hangar, housing 2,000 refugees and migrants.
We're seeing very worrying signs about the exposure that children and women have to violence, to sexual abuse, to exploitation in these emergency holding centers, as well as while they're trying to be housed elsewhere in the country.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of families in the U.S. South and Midwest will be spending Christmas in emergency shelters after losing their homes to rare December tornadoes. Severe storms have killed at least 14 people since Wednesday. The United States condemned recent acts of violence in the Horn of Africa nation of Djibouti, calling for the immediate release of opposition leaders who have been detained. Opposition activists in Djibouti say as many as 19 people were killed last Monday in the capital when security forces opened fire on a religious gathering. Russia and India signed agreements Thursday worth billions of dollars. They're aimed at building new nuclear power generating units in India. India's Prime Minister Modi signed the ceremony with President Putin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.